Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we want to talk about the French Icarian Village. And I know we have visited previously with Sandra Leininger about that village, but it's time to talk about the English Tea that's coming up on May 6th. I know we've talked about that, and several of us have been there, and it's such a fun event to attend the English Tea. Now, why an English Tea at a French village? Well, there were lots of connections between the French and the English, so it's sort of in recognition that that happens. It is a three-course English afternoon tea starting at 12:15 p.m. at the French Icarian Village near Corning. If you are interested, and it's such a fun time, if you are interested, you need to make contact right away to get your ticket because the space fills up quickly. And you can do that by calling 641-322-4717. I'll repeat that in a minute. Or you can email the foundation office, and that's at Icaria, I-C-A-R-I-A, at frontiernet.net. So phone number again is 641-322-4717. And when I give you the web address, you know, you can just go in your search and put in French Icarian Village, Corning, and it'll pop up there. The tea is fun for several reasons. One is that you have great food made right there in the kitchen. And two, you can visit with some really interesting people. And three, they have a hat contest. Now, you're encouraged to wear a hat and gloves, but certainly not required. But if you'd like to wear a hat, you could also participate in the hat contest. Now, this is a really fun, informal kind of contest. There are three categories: most unique, most whimsical, and fanciest. And it's just if you want to participate, stand up, you know, go to the front of the room and talk about your hat, and then at the end, the group votes by applause. So it's really informal, but it's really fun. And part of the fun, one of the most fun parts, is hearing the stories about the hats. You know, it's fun to look at them, but hearing the stories, the personal stories about where the hat came from, its history, perhaps it was great-grandma's, just kind of all those fun personal stories. Some of them have a little, you know, sadness related to family history, but most of them are just fun. As I recall, one of the hats was found in the kids' toy box. But it had a bit of history beyond that. So it's fun and it's very social, and you'll get to learn something more about the French Icarian Village. I would like to talk a little more about the French Icarians, that great history, that how did people from France come to be near Corning? You know, we know that we have lots of Danish heritage, German heritage, other kinds, but do we really think about that we have people from France who settled in Iowa? And actually, they initially settled in Texas. They really were out there when they first settled, and that was in 1848. So they were pretty brave going out there to Texas in 1848. This was all started by Etienne Cabot, and I may not be pronouncing his name correctly, but he was a French politician and did some really good things in his country. But of course, like politicians, there's always somebody on the other side, and he got to be on the non-winning side and was arrested and given a choice of 2 years in prison in France or being in foreign exile. Well, he chose the latter. That had to be for 5 years. But where did he go? You know, when you think about exile, I think about Egypt or the desert somewhere. No, he went to England just across the channel. So he could, that counted. He was in foreign exile in England and met some other folks that had some of his same ideas. And his dream was a utopian society. Everybody would benefit. Everybody would get along. It would be prosperous. It would be just this wonderful way to live. Today, we would probably call it communism in terms of the philosophy, not, again, in terms of all the politics that we know about, but in terms of the philosophy, because everybody works together for the benefit of everyone else. That's utopia. And you may have your own kind of definition of utopia, but that's kind of the way I think about it, and the way I think he thought about it is everybody working together for the best for everybody. So this wasn't going to happen in France, of course, but his dream was to have 10,000 to 20,000 working men who would enlist in the American colonization scheme, with the numbers soon swelling to 1 million skilled workers and artisans. His dream towns and huge cities bursting with industry would shortly follow, with accompanying schools and cultural facilities, assuring the good life for happy and fulfilled community. Announcement of this plan was met with enthusiasm and offers of participation, along with gifts of money, seeds, farm implements, clothing, books, and other valuable and useful items began to gather together from people in France and probably from England also. So, as mentioned, the first group went to Denton County, Texas. A new area, seemed like there were lots of opportunities there, but it was really not to be. That first group that went to Texas had several problems. I mean, first of all, getting there was a challenge. All of the ways they had to travel and carry all of their equipment with them. But they had problems first with the people, and secondly with nature, I guess is how I identify it. The 69 men in this advance party went to Texas, but after a few months, they had to quit because, number one, the people problem. The Peters Land Company, who they bought the land from, that was all a fraud. And secondly, the nature part that I'm identifying as nature was that most of the men died from malaria. So they were down to 10 men. So that closed down that session of trying to colonize in America. But that didn't stop Etienne Cabot. He came himself to the United States to work on a settlement and settled in Nauvoo, Illinois. As you recall, the Mormons had been in Nauvoo, Illinois, but they had moved on, and so the Icarians bought the property, the buildings, and so on to set up the Icarian colony there. And they did have at least 500 members at the peak. But I'm sorry, in a utopia, it isn't a perfect world, because some of the members soon started saying this is the way things should be done. Somebody else said this is the way it should be done. And so there was this division, and some of those people moved on to another location. And one of those was in Missouri at the outskirts of St. Louis. And others ended up in Iowa near Corning. So they arrived 1852, and they purchased 3,000 acres of land from the United States at $1.25 per acre, and so more Icarians could come to Corning. They also, during this time, profited by the Civil War because they were selling wool, horses, and other supplies to the Union Army. Well, that was, you know, working pretty well. But guess what? We still have people involved, and there was a division between two groups. In 1879, the colony was divided in two by a court decision after the younger progressive colony members brought a suit against the older conservative members. Does that sound kind of familiar? The two new colonies split the land and the buildings of the former colony. So some of them moved on elsewhere, and of course some of them stayed in Corning. But actually, Corning was the last Icarian settlement. So they ended there in 1879. So that was the end of the whole Icarian dream in Corning, Iowa. It could have happened anywhere. That's where it happened to be. So You can see, of course, some of the buildings there. They're really the Icarian, French Icarian Village Foundation near Corning are trying to keep all of this history alive and are doing a great job on adding some buildings. They have a schoolhouse and the central meeting place. So if you want to see that and have something good to eat, remember to get your ticket for the English tea going to the Icarian Village on the website. It's the best way to get your information. Until next time, here's a thought. There are no mistakes. The events we bring upon ourselves, no matter how unpleasant, are necessary in order to learn what we need to learn. Whatever steps we take, they're necessary to reach the places we've chosen to go.